Welcome to the Valleybrook Community Church podcast, and thank you for joining us online today. You're about to hear a message from Mission Sunday 2024. To watch any of our previous messages or find all listening platforms, we encourage you to visit www.valleybrook.cc/on-demand. Enjoy.
Today, we have a blessing on this Palm Sunday to hear from one of our mission speakers, a pastor who lives in the area, a bishop, Victor Rush, who serves at Ebenezer Temple and is also the executive director of Hartford City Mission. And so we're excited to have him bring the word today. So please give Bishop Rush a warm Valleybrook welcome.
Can we give Jesus a hand? God bless you. This place wasn't that full when I walked in. So now I'm even more nervous. But I'm so grateful to be here today. Okay, I see my timer started already, so not too many preliminaries, I guess. But I am grateful to be here. Want to thank Pastor Clark for inviting me to come and to share with you today. Also grateful to have some of my team members here from Hartford City Mission. Would you all just stand? So grateful to have you all here. Thank you so much, and you'll hear more about us later. And my son AJ is here sitting on the front row. The guy that you see, his job is to do two things: to make sure that I don't go over my time, and then to report back to my wife as to whether I did good or not. Unfortunately, she's not here with me today because she is actually at my home church, Ebenezer. She's preaching, bringing the message today. So she says to me, "I hate when you do this because I really want to go with you." I said, "Yeah, but it's Palm Sunday. You need to stay back and preach what I would have preached." God is good. Let's go to the word. Can I change up? And I'm using Matthew 28, but I want to use the New Living Translation. I don't know if I told you that, Clark. But I want to use the New Living Translation. I'm a King James guy, but I want to use the New Living Translation today. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And in my tradition, we usually stand when the word is read. So since I'm your pastor for the day, would you please stand as we read the word? Jesus came and told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Just keep standing for a minute. I want to talk this morning from this theme: the mandate, go and make disciples. Can you say that with me? The mandate. Oh, come on. Hold on. I know Clark told you, but the church I pastor is a Pentecostal church. And in case you're wondering what that is, they say Baptists sit in the pews, Pentecostals jump over them. So let's try this again. The mandate.
The mandate.
Go and make disciples. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to stand and to preach your word. I want Victor to decrease, yes. And I'm asking that your Holy Spirit increase. Yes. And Lord, that you deliver this message, not the way I planned it, but the way you desire it to be delivered. Yes. For it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen. As you take your seat, just turn to your neighbor real quick and say, "The mandate." Oh, come on, you can do a little better than that. Turn to your other neighbor and say, "The mandate." The word mandate is defined as the granting of power
hey, buddy, as the granting of power to perform various acts or duties. Amen? Now, that's the other thing is I'm going to occasionally ask you to say something, all right? A mandate is to request the doing of by virtue of one's authority. A mandate is a commission to do something. This mandate is a delegation to the church and to believers straight from God. Amen? Tell somebody, say, this is straight from God. Amen. Because this mandate is from God, we as believers have no choice but to do what God says. Amen? Is that how you feel? Amen. Who calls the shots? Who calls the shots? Who calls the shots? All right, all right, all right. You're doing all right. You're doing all right. I give you a C+. We're getting there. I know you will, Brian. Today is Palm Sunday, where the church celebrates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where he finally announces who he is. If you remember before this, he was going around, he was performing miracles, doing great things, and said, don't tell anybody. How many know when you tell people don't tell anybody, that's when they tell anybody? But he says, don't tell anybody, don't tell him. So as Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, the people grab branches and they're waving them as Jesus passed by, shouting, Hosanna, save us, Lord. And so this is probably happening, well, we haven't started yet. In another half hour, this is going to be happening at Ebenezer. If anything, though, proves the kingship of Jesus Christ, it is his resurrection from the dead. Amen? Now, I know that's next Sunday, but can we just give God praise for that? The fact that Jesus died is one thing. Amen? But the fact that on the third day he got up out of the grave. Come on. You better watch it. I'm walking. That means I'm getting comfortable. He got up out of the grave. Amen? He rose again. Come on, somebody. And he is alive forevermore. Amen. Somebody ought to give God praise. And here's the wonderful thing. He's seated on the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus is in our corner and that he has our back? Amen. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to know that we have the victory through Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. It's an exciting fact today that we as believers share in that victory. Amen. Because the Bible says because Jesus got up, we too can get up. Amen. Amen. Somebody ought to praise God for that. Can we put a little praise on it? So that's the key word. When I say praise God for that, that means, you know. The entire Gospel of Matthew stresses the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Christ exercises authority in his teaching. He exercises his authority in his healing. And he exercises his authority in the forgiveness of sins. Amen? I'm so glad that my sins have been forgiven. Yes. Yes. Amen? I don't know about some of you, but I was a sinner. I'm telling you, my life was messed up. And we say in the hood, my life was jacked up. And I'm so grateful that Jesus, amen, died on the cross for me. I'm so grateful that he found me where I was and pulled me out. And I made the decision to follow him. Amen. And it's the best decision I ever made. Was to give my life to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. Jesus exercised authority over Satan, and he delegated that authority to his apostles. Amen? Amen. Now, since Jesus has all authority, today we can obey Jesus without fear. Amen? Amen? Amen. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and what else? A sound mind. Amen. No matter where Jesus leads us, no matter what circumstances we face, we can rest in the fact that he is in control. Amen? We can rest in the fact that the problem with us is that if you're a control freak like me, oftentimes we don't give him the control. Come on now. We pray, we ask God to do something, and then we go and take it back. We take back the very thing that we asked him to do. And the wonderful thing about God is he's a gentleman. He's go, okay, if you got it, you can have it. And we find out very shortly that we don't have it. Amen? And we're running back to him because we need him, because he is in control. By his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated all of his enemies and won for himself all authority. Amen? In the book of Acts, we see that the early church operated on the basis of the Lord's sovereign authority. They ministered in his name. They depended on his power, and they depended on his guidance. I'm going right to the text and I'm done. Can you believe it? I got 18 minutes. Maybe I'll take some time. So Jesus comes in our text and he says, I have been given all authority in heaven and in earth. Now, I don't know about you, but that blows my mind. In other words, he's saying, So I've been given all authority. Jesus says, I've been given all authority. I'm in charge. I control everything. That ought to give us some peace. Amen? That ought to really give us some peace that he says, I have been given all authority. And then he makes, and the reason why that's important, because he wants to make it very clear who is talking to them, who's giving the mandate. Because somebody who doesn't have control can't give you a mandate. Amen? If you're not in charge, if you're not Clark or one of the elders, I might not listen. I might not listen because of whose authority are you asking me to do this? But this is Jesus who has all, he makes it very clear, I have all authority. And what you need to understand where the text is, and I know I went all the way to Easter Sunday, but I wanted to do this because I really wanted to cover this mandate piece. What I want you to understand is here's a person, a man, God, who was dead. He was dead. He got up. I'm sorry, I just saw my former bookkeeper. he dies. He's buried in a grave, in a tomb. They take a stone. And they put it, I hope I'm not touching your message next week. And they take a stone and they cover up the tomb. You know, like, we got him. We got him. On the third day, I always say, Mary and them are walking to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. And they're saying to each other, who's going to move the stone? But here's what's powerful about that and faith. Many of us would have said, well, there's a stone. Doesn't make sense to go. We're not going to be able to get in. But these faithful women just kept going. They asked, who's going to move the stone? But the interesting thing is they didn't stop. They kept going. How many times has God told us to keep going and we've stopped? Amen? Because we didn't see the way, not realizing that he is the way. So they get there and they go and they see he's not there. He's risen. He runs into one of them and he says, tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee. Amen? So here we are. Here we are. The guy that just died and got up. Amen? Have you ever experienced that before? I've done, especially during COVID, I've done so many funerals, I've never seen anybody get up. If they did, I would have ran. And he says, now I've got all authority, and the one who has all authority is giving you a mandate. And the mandate is go. Say go.
Go.
Oh, come on, say it like you mean it. Say go.
Go.
See, in order for you to do what God wants you to do, the first thing you got to do is move. Go. Or we say in my church, bust the move. Let me see. Get up. Get up. Everybody up. Everybody up. Everybody up. I'm going to say go, and I want you to move. I don't care how you move. You can dance, whatever. Go.
Go.
Let's try it again. Go.
Go.
You can sit down. You cannot go sitting down. The mandate says go, that means you must move. You gotta move. You gotta go. It's not a choice. You know how we have things happening in the church and we hope everybody comes, everybody doesn't come. And we sit here and we're looking and we're so expecting everybody to be there and everybody doesn't come. Well, you don't have a choice here because the one who has all power and all authority has set for us to go. So go and do what? What am I going to do when I get there? Go make disciples. Well, before I can make a disciple, I got to get somebody to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Is that not the first step?
Yes.
Amen. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, one of the ways I'm going to do it is I'm going to show by example what living for Jesus looks like. Because the one thing that I have never seen convert anybody is a hypocrite. Ooh, he used that word. So I first have to show the people that I'm trying to reach. Amen. What a believer looks like. Amen. And believers, real believers, don't complain. Oops. Real believers understand who has authority. And so real believers fall into line and fulfill that work. So I'm going to go and I'm going to tell them about Jesus. And then I'm going to wait. And if it doesn't work this time, I'm going to go again. And I'm going to keep going until somebody says, I want to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. That's wonderful. But that's not it. And this is where, Clark, the church misses it. We rejoice when somebody accepts Jesus, but we don't stick around to help them to grow and become disciples. Oh, we have a wonderful, oh, it's wonderful. Oh, wonderful. 10 people came to the Lord. Great. How many are still there? He said, go and make disciples. And I want to help you. I'm coming to a close and I'm coming to a close. Here's the key word, band. Here's the key word. Because of your support, Hartford City Mission is going and making disciples. We are hanging in the trenches. We are hanging in there with those kids who are coming through some tough neighborhoods. Come on now. And I know the neighborhood because I grew up there. And we're dealing with some kids who are dealing with some tough issues, got to go through tough situations, and we're bringing them in and we're telling them about Jesus, but we're not just telling them about Jesus. When they accept Jesus, we're telling them what that looks like. We're helping them to walk it out. Then we're connecting them to local church so that they can continue their growth process. Amen. Amen. Through your help, through our after-school program, we've served over 150 kids and families. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God praise. And what is happening is the children are going home telling their parents what they learned, and the parents who don't know the word are now reaching out to us and say, teach me the word so I can talk to my children when they come home and talk to me. I'm sorry.
No worries, bro.
I do that. I just go over and, you know. You look safe, so I went ahead and touched it. So not only are we reaching the children, but we're reaching the families. Through our full-day summer camp that's coming up, 6 weeks,
It's coming up, 6 weeks, full day summer camp. We love it. We call it Camp Noah. We love it because we're going to impact the lives of about 70 to 80 more children. Amen. Come on. And we're going to stick with them until they become disciples. Amen. Amen? Amen? Just like somebody stuck with me until I became a disciple. And everybody on our team, they're believers. It's really something. It's amazing to even see my team at work, to see the work that we're able to do, to see the impact that we're able to do, to see the change that we're able to do. And it's because of folks like Valley Brook who support us so much. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We appreciate it. Can we just... Let me tell you this, and I'm done. I'm done anyway because the timer stopped. But let me just tell you this. This summer, and we always, you know, when you're doing the Lord's work, unfortunately, He doesn't always show you the resources. And particularly in a nonprofit world. And so we're in there praying every day. We're doing things in faith. This past summer, we went ahead. We did Camp Noah. We planned field trips and everything. And I'm sitting there like, wow. And so we're adding up the cost. And we were short for the field trip. And I said, I can't pick and choose how many kids get to go. I had the audacity to walk into Urban Alliance for a meeting. And Joanne says, how's it going? Do you need anything? I said, yes, Joanne. Joanne Perry. Do you need anything? I said, oh my gosh, yes, we do. I said, but I'm almost afraid to ask. She said, just ask. I said, well, we're like $5,000 short. And I'm gonna have to send some kids, not allow some kids to go on the field trip. Week later, Clark calls me and says, we're giving you the $5,000. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand, because we're praying, we're hoping, we're trying to figure it out. We're even digging in our own pockets. How can we make this happen? And we get people like Valley Brook who comes alongside and helps us to continue to do the work that we're doing in the city of Hartford. And we're making great impact. Our plan is to even reach even more kids. And we just want to thank you. And then you knocked my socks off. You took an offering for us at Christmas time, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Got the check in the mail. I called Clark. I said, is this a mistake? He says, no, we want to be a blessing. See, when you do the Lord's work, He blesses it. Here's the, He says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end. How many times have you had people join a ministry team or something and said, I've got you. I'm down like 4 flat tires. And when the time comes, you can't even find them. Don't raise your hand, ministry heads. I don't want you to get in trouble. How many times have people said that they're going to be there for you and you couldn't count on them? Jesus promises that if we follow His mandate and go and make disciples, that He would faithfully provide. God bless you.